Luke chapter 7, verse 31. And the Lord said, "What? Whereunto shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They're like children sitting in the marketplace, calling one to another, saying, 'We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept.'" Amen. Amen. We have. Amen. I hope that you'll help me in a special way tonight. Amen. The Bible said, "Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." Amen. Luke 6:21, "Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." Amen. Thank God. Paul, writing in Acts, says, "And we were coming to them," he said, "You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after the manner that I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptation, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews." Amen. "Therefore, watch and remember, by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn every one night and day with tears." Amen. With tears. Amen. I'm very reluctant to take the text that I propose to use tonight. Not that I'm afraid to preach, but it is. It could be just me. It could be just me. But I've just come to this place and I can't go any other direction. I had not intended to go in this direction. I came not to preach this way, but this is the only way I can go right now. Amen. This is the only way I can go. Amen. And I hope you'll help me. Jeremiah chapter 9. "Oh, that my head were waters, mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of a wayfaring man, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men." Amen. "And they bend their tongues like the bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord." Amen. Verse 17. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come. And let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. For the voice of the wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling has cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ears receive the word of His mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone his neighbor lamentation. For death is come up into our windows, and entered into our palace, and cut off the children from without, and the young men from the street." My God. Verse 22, "Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcass of the men shall fall as dung, and the open field as a handful after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus saith the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord who exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Amen. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Would you mind just lifting your hand and ask the Lord to help me tonight? Oh, God. Oh, God. I need your help, Lord, in a special way tonight. I need your help, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, please deal with us, Lord. Deal with us tonight. Oh, God, please deal with us. Would you deal with us, Lord? Oh, God. Amen. Chapter 13 and verse 34. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. Help, would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you. Verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus came in Luke chapter 19. He came near to the city and he beheld the city. And the Bible said, he did. Sin, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this day, this thy day, the things which belong to thy people, they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, thine enemies shall cast a trench around about thee, and compass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. Amen. And thou shalt not leave stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Amen. To come to a time in a meeting like this sometimes is a little difficult for me to comprehend. I feel like the Lord has moved mightily in this meeting. I believe God's hand has been in it. Amen. There has been in the altar, look like every service, people that was seeking God. Amen. But I detect something in the meeting that's taken place. Amen. There's something that's happened. Amen. If I understand God and understand what's been happening in the last few services, especially yesterday's service, when the Spirit of the Lord fell, amen, after the brother from Florida got through preaching, the Spirit of the Lord fell, amen, and it fell in a particular way, in a way that we, the church, really, for the Spirit falling among us, amen, it was a weeping spirit. Amen. It was a mourning spirit. There was something deep about that. Amen. That's the reason why I'm going the way I am tonight. There was something mighty about it. I believe it was Brother W.L. Smith that the Spirit of the Lord fell on him and he bent over and he began to weep and moan and groan. Amen. And very quickly we moved away from it. Amen. Now don't be harsh with it. I know you moved away from it. My God. Amen. I feel like the Lord has dealt with us in this meeting. Amen. In a special way. But there has come a time now that the Spirit of the Lord is calling for something from us, church. Amen. If there was a time that we need to come back to tears, amen, with our prayers, it's this time. Great God, have mercy, oh Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, help me tonight to preach what God would have me to preach. As far as a sermon, I do not have a sermon. Amen. I only stand before you as God would use us for a while. Amen. Oh, amen. If we could feel the need of this hour like it is before us. Amen. In a time of crisis, we're like these people were. They did not recognize the crisis of their hour.
They did not understand all history. It had been past, brought them to that hour. And Jesus had come for that hour, Brother Butler. It had been that they did not recognize the hour. It had been that Jesus looked over that city. Amen. He wept over that city. He was weeping for a purpose. Amen. He had come to his own, but his own received him not. Amen. His love had been rejected. God have mercy. I feel like the love of God has settled over this place this week, folks. Amen. Now do we reject his love? Amen. Or do we accept? Amen. There's something about the love of God. Amen. When love begins to weep. Amen. When love, brother, lets tears fall. Amen. In my studying the scripture, amen, it always has been said, when love weeps, it has come to the last resort of its power. All other means have been exhausted, and now love weeps, amen. Great God, have mercy. You young people, amen, that are sitting in this congregation, have been preached to many a time, amen, that there's only one thing left for us to do for you, and that's just weep for you, because the messages have been preached to you, amen, your case hardened to them, you don't hear them, amen, there's only one power now that can touch you, and that's the tears of the saints of God. Oh, amen, amen. Oh, that my head were water and my eyes were fountain, that I may weep, amen, for the slain of the daughters of my people. My God, help us tonight, great God, amen, to get a burden for the lost, a burden that'll drive us to our knees until our tears have bathed that altar in such a way that the sinners cannot resist it, amen, but they'll see the divine love of God for them. Can you lift your hands and thank God for it?
He's weeping because they have rejected him. He's weeping, amen, because they do not heed his message. Amen. Oh, the tears, amen, that are fallen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 15. Amen. Amen. Pardon me. I'm not boasting. Amen. I'm not saying anything that's not truthful. Amen. My wife can verify what I'm telling you. But since yesterday morning, I have prayed up against something. Amen. I have prayed up against something. There is something that must be done among us folks. Amen. Amen. As far as messages, I've got plenty of messages to preach to you. Amen. But as far as coming to what God wants us to do, I have prayed up against it. Amen. And I feel like I know what it is. Amen. I feel like heaven, amen, has told me what it is. The need of me and you, church. Amen. Getting that burden. Amen, Brother Dimple, that we felt yesterday. Amen. Put it on our hearts. Let it burden us down until we can pray. We're too lighthearted. We're too gay about this thing. Amen. There's something about it that we need to be burdened down. Amen. We're so close to the end. And our children are so close to hell. And the devil and the world is raging after them. And we can't pray through because our tears, amen, are not wetting the altar. And there's something in our soul that we can't break through like we desire to.
Amen. Hear you and give ear. Be not proud. Amen. For the Lord has spoken. Give glory for the Lord your God before he calls darkness. Amen. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain, and while ye look for light, he turneth it into the shadows of death and make it gross darkness. But if you will not hear it, amen. But if you will not hear it, amen. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. So many preachers come to the pulpit and preach their sermon and go away lighthearted.
God forbid it, preachers. God forbid it. Oh! Oh! Amen. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep sore. Amen. And run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. My God, come on, church, let's look. Let's see what's happened to the church. Amen. Let's look at this world that's carrying away the Lord's flock. Why are we weeping? Do we not consider what's happening? Oh! Amen. My God. Amen. The other hopeless condition of those who are lost in this hour. Amen. The utter hopeless condition men and women are in that are lost in this hour. Amen. To be lost in this hour is one of the darkest hours that a man could ever be lost in. Amen. The chances of him have ever been saved. Amen. Great God. Amen. It seems almost impossible to pull him out of the world now. Can you say amen, church? And we are faced with a situation. Amen. We are faced, amen, with the destiny of souls of men that are in our congregation. We are faced, amen, with our churches, amen, lukewarm. Oh! 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 How hard-hearted we are. Oh! Amen. Hey man, you say, preacher, I don't see tears run down your eyes. That's what's the trouble of me tonight. That's the reason why. Hey man, I prayed up against that, and the tears are not rushing down. And I'm gonna try my best to pray through for it, and can't understand it. Hey man, what's wrong here? What's going on? Hey man, oh God, I've been saying, oh God, have I done something wrong? Hey man, what's wrong here? Hey man, that good spirit of weeping and crying. Hey man, mellow hearts. Hey man, mellow hearts, mellow souls. What's wrong? Mothers are not weeping for their children. What's wrong? Dads are not spared for their children. What's wrong, grandmother? You want to pet your grandchildren, but you're not praying through for it. Don't you see the danger? Can't you feel the hour? Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. His love has been turned aside. Hostility and indifference now prevails. Amen. Hostility now prevails. Amen. It's unusual for a strong man to weep and cry. It's an unusual thing for him to. Amen. Amen. That's right. It's an unusual thing for him. Amen. Jesus was on the way to Calvary's cross. There followed him a great company of people of women. Amen. Which also bewailed and lamented him. Amen. Jesus turned and said to them, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Amen. Hallelujah. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. Amen. One of the blessed sisters on this campground said, Brother Ralph, has the Lord dealt with you about my son? And I said, yes. Yes, he has. Amen. He needs to pray and pray fast. He needs to get saved quickly. Amen. And she said, oh, I'm so burdened for him. Oh, I am so burdened for him. Amen. Oh, Calvary Holiness, I'm so burdened for you. Amen. I'm so burdened for you. I'm so burdened for you. Amen. I'm so burdened for you. Amen. Finest people that I'd ever want to meet. Amen. Amen. Oh, but there's something that needs to be done. Amen. We're going with a trend. Do you know it? Do you understand it? We're going with a trend, folks. Amen. As much as we try, as hard as we try, it may not go with the tide and the current of this time. It's having a pull and effect upon us, Brother Daughtry. Amen. The best of the men, the strongest of us, is still pulling us. Amen. You know why? It's a pulling our children down. Amen. It's a pulling our church down. Amen. It's a pulling. Oh, oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. It's time to weep for ourselves. Amen. Amen. It's time to weep for ourselves. Oh. Amen. He said that they'll do this in a green tree. What will it do in a dry? If they do it to the Son of God, why will they do it to you? Amen. If things like that happen while the Son of God is on the earth, what will it do when the spirit of the Antichrist is prevailing? Amen. What will it do in a sodomite age? What will it do in the last day? My God, turn heaven searchlight on my heart. Turn heaven searchlight on my soul. Dear God, I beg of you. Oh, 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 oh. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Put thou my tears in a bottle. Are they not in thy book? Amen. Dottie Rambo wrote a song years ago. Said tears will never stain the streets of glory. That's right. They're too precious. They're offered on the altar. Glory to God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. They tell me, amen, there's nothing antiseptic in a teaspoon of tears, amen, to purify 100 gallons of water. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. If we want our souls purified tonight, let those tears roll before God. Let those tears, amen, roll. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. Amen. There's a lot of scriptures goes with this, and you know they are. Amen. He that soweth with tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping shall bring precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his seeds with him. There's a lot of scriptures, but I don't feel like using them. I don't feel like trying to preach a text. I don't feel like trying to preach a sermon. Amen. What I'm interested in tonight, amen, is why this man is crying so. Why this man is weeping so. How come Jeremiah, amen, this great man, how come he is weeping like this? How come, amen, great God, have mercy. Amen. How come he's weeping and crying and crying? Oh, that my head were watered and my eyes were out. Amen. Why? Amen. Why do I feel the burden that I feel? Why do I see the need tonight? Amen. Of this people, this place tonight. Amen. Falling on our face and begging for the tears to fall on our face. Amen. Number one, our children will not be saved until we do. Amen. Will you help me? Amen. Amen. Great God. Oh. Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As much shouting and
praising God's gone on this week. About every sinner was in here ought to been in the altar. But for the lack of one thing, amen, that there was a tears rolling down our face for their lost condition, for their doomed condition, for all eternity to roll and be over in ages and ages. Lost. 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 Oh, God. He's weeping because he's a patriot. Amen. He's a patriot. Amen. He loves his country. And he sees what's going to happen to his country. Amen. And when he understands what's about to take place among his people. Amen. Amen. He begins to weep. Amen. Oh, to love our nation like we ought to. To love our people like we ought to. To love our churches like we ought to. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Butler, Dad was down here the other night. And we got to preaching. And you know my dad. You know that. Amen. He's been one of those men. One of those mountain men. Mountain men don't show their emotions like most people. They're hard people. They just had to dig out their living the hard way. And when men have to live the hard way, they don't show their emotions very much. Amen. Amen. But the other night, he touched me the deepest that I've been touched in a long time. It's when he rose to his feet and grabbed me. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now, folks, we love our people. We know we love them. But are we showing it? Are we really expressing it? Are we really expressing to our children how much we love them? Are we really expressing to the church how much we love it? Do we really love it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's weeping because of their sins. He's weeping because of their sins. Oh. Amen. 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 You remember in Corinthians, amen, where there was fornication among them. Amen. And he said, amen, you have not mourned, amen, that this may be removed. Amen. Did you understand what he said? Did you understand what the man of God said? Amen. That our mourning about sin, God would remove that sin out. Woo! Glory. Glory. If sin, brother, has ever had an effect upon the church age, it has now. Amen. If we want something done, we must weep that God will remove that sin from among us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He weeps because of that sin. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Great Lord. Amen. He's weeping. Amen. Because of that great love. Amen. Amen. His tears tells us how great the cause is. Amen. He tells us by his tears there is something awful important. And I felt the Lord. Amen. Put it down on my record, nobody else. I felt the Lord said this meeting was awful important to Calvary Holiness. It was awfully important to you. It was awfully important to you. It was awfully important to you. Amen. How important is it? Amen. Amen. It's this important, whether we will stay pure wholeness or where we will allow the trend to take us. You say, preacher, you don't know a thing about me. I sure don't. But I've been talking to the Lord. I've been talking to the Lord. And the Lord's been a burden to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, as much, brother, as we will resist adultery and fornication, we must resist this world in us. Great God, that's a sweeping among us. Can you say, man, great God, have mercy. Will we weep about it, or will we just talk about it? Preacher, we must weep about it until God removes it from among us. Can you say, man?
I have not talked to any of your preachers. I have not talked to any of your preachers. Amen. I have not talked to any of your preachers in any way or any of the others. I just know what the Lord is a burden me with. Amen. You see, we run a cape meeting. We have a church. And I need all the help I can get. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Amen. We have a choir. I mean a choir. Amen. But Brother Butler, if my preaching's ever been challenged, it's challenging this hour. Amen. If I say, young ladies, don't come to that pulpit and that rostrum with splits on, they'll try me sure as I say it. Amen. 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 If I say, young girls, don't frizz your hair and come on this pulpit, that's just as certain as they'll do it. Amen. Now, folks, amen, I had no intention when I crawled this pulpit. Amen. Hey, God, but I want to tell you something. Amen. Oh, Terry, Terry, my God. Amen. We're in a critical hour. Amen. We're in a critical hour. We're in a critical day. Oh, God. What's wrong with that? I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with it. I've already seen too many backslide. Amen. I've already seen too many homes broken. I don't want to see any more. Amen. I've already saw too much of the Spirit of the Lord. They cut out our service. I can't stand to give up anymore. Can you say amen? God in heaven, help us tonight. My problem is with the parents that want their children to do it. Don't tell me that little boy, 9, 12 years old, wants to play the big leagues, the little leagues so much that he wants to leave the Christian school. I know who it is. It's dad. Amen. But he'll say he. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy. Amen. My wife said, Ralph, you don't preach like that in the camp meetings. And I know I don't. That's not me. But oh, I come with all intention tonight trying to reach the lost. And here I am again. Amen. Trying to help the church to reach the lost. Here I am, amen, fighting this end time. Good. Oh, church, come out. Oh, would you just lift your hands and cry before God?
chapter, Ezekiel. Amen. Six men appears to the prophet. Amen. Thank God. And he said to them, amen. He said, every man get your destroying weapon on. Amen. And I want you to go through the midst of the house of Judah. Amen. But I want one of you, I want one of you to go through the midst, and I want you to put a mark upon him that's sight. Amen. For the abominations. Amen. I want you to put a seal upon them. Mark them. That seal. That sign. Amen. For the abomination of the house of Judah. Amen. And they went. That one went through. And he marked those that sighed for the abomination. And the other five went through and destroyed all the rest. My God, there's destruction this day. That we can only be saved. And our house can be saved is if we sigh and cry because of the sin that is in the land. Can you save it? Will you save it? Will you resist it?
My God, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? I just one of those casual off-thoughted remark when Brother Denville gave out the rules of the meeting when I walked to the pulpit. I had no intention of saying what I did as far as, amen. And I said, I want to make one rule, amen, that we quench not the Spirit. I want to go one farther. We're grieving the Spirit. We're grieving the Spirit. We're grieving the Spirit. We're grieving the Spirit. Amen. Oh. Oh. The days will come when we'll beg for men to fall over in their pews and weep and cry. The days are coming when we'll beg for mothers to cry and weep. The days are here upon us now that we'll be weeping and begging ourselves, the preachers, begging for our congregation, amen, to weep and cry. Oh, Lord.
What's wrong, preacher? You're resisting it, and I know it. Those that have the tender hearts are not, but you that need it are. You that need it are. No! Jeremiah, he weeps because he's a prophet. If you had the prophet's view, you'd weep. If you had a patriot's heart, you'd weep. If you had the purity of a heart of the saint, you'd weep. And if we saw our shortcomings, we'd weep. Amen. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. I could wish myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren and my kinmen according to my flesh. Amen. Oh, oh God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, help my soul this night. Help me this night, Heavenly Father. Great God, verse 17, he said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women that they may come, and send for the cunning women that they may come. Let them make haste. Let them take up a wailing for us that our eyes, call somebody to cause me to cry. upon me, they'll cause me to weep. Amen. Call for those professional mourners. Call for those that are employed just for funeral service. That can induce crying and weeping, but call them and cause us to weep and cry. Oh, my God. My God, they cannot see or understand what's about to take place. And so he calls. He begs for those, amen, those professional mourners to come. Amen. He calls for them. Amen. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land. Because our dwelling have cast us out. Hear the words of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the words of His mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Let me teach you something that you haven't been taught. Come here, let me teach you something that you've never been taught. I want to teach you how to weep and cry for the sins of this last day. Come here, let me teach you something. Amen. We talk about white feels great preaching, but we don't talk about what white made white feels great preaching great. They said he could not hardly preach for crying. He must stop several times in his messages and stop and weep for a while. And then go back and preach a little more and stop and weep for a while. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Sinner friend, you're here tonight and there's a spirit from God Almighty that swept over Calvary Holiest Cake Ground for your benefit. For your benefit, amen. For your benefit, sinner, God. For your benefit, young man, God has burdened your mother. For your benefit, sir, God has burdened the church to weep and cry for you. For your benefit, young people, God has moved upon us, amen, to weep and cry. Oh, let the Holy Ghost move in our heart, induce us to weep and cry. Oh, oh, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh Lord. I was, hey man, pardon me. This is not a boast, and I hope you don't take it as that. Hey man. But I planned on preaching on hell again. Amen. I planned on it. Amen. How shall you escape the damnation of hell? Until I felt the Spirit of the Lord was grieved. Was grieved. Was grieved. Was grieved. Amen. Was grieved. Was grieved with us. Amen. What are you talking about? God's trying to give us a revival. God's wanting to give us a revival. Amen. God's wanting... Amen. Brother Butler, we had a good meeting last week. We had a good meeting. Maybe not as good as Savannah, but we had a good meeting. Amen. Oh, and we've had a good meeting here this week. Amen. But we come to the place God wants to take us higher. And take us farther. Brother Denville, it's within reach for you. It's within reach, brothers. It's within reach, brother. Amen. It's within reach, pastor. Deacon, it's within reach. He has sent His Spirit among us, Brother W.L. Amen. Hallelujah. His Spirit is among us. Amen. Mothers, weep. Let your eyes run with tears. Amen. Let your head be water. And let your eyes be fountains. Let them run down, brother. Woo! Oh, there's one thing. thing that we could do tonight. Amen. For every lost boy and girl in this building. And that's for the church to lift our hands and beg for the spirit of mourning to fall upon us for their souls. Beg for conviction to fall upon them. Oh! Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. For death is come up into the windows, and has entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the street. Oh, weep because death is right there. Ready to come through the windows. Weep because death is ready to take away the young. Weep, 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 weep. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. Would y'all pardon me for just a few minutes while I talk to the Lord? Oh God. Lord, you know. Amen. That something stands before us tonight that our eyes cannot see. Amen. There's something down deep in our spirit, Lord, that you've dealt with us the last 2 days, that there needs to be a weeping. Oh, God. I think the Lord's given us an opportunity to turn back death from our children. I think He's given us an opportunity to turn back hell from our family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. If ever good mother in here, never seen it, mother that's in this congregation would allow their hearts to be touched tonight. Amen. For the condition of our people, I believe something would move in the service. Unusual in a special way. Oh, let it happen, Lord. Let it happen. Oh, Lord. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. Oh, God, deal with us. You have brought us here. You have caused us to set together now, Lord. We're waiting on heaven. We're waiting on the Spirit of the Lord to just breathe from this congregation. We're waiting on the Spirit of God to just touch these hearts. We're waiting on heaven to come by and brush that tender heart of that young boy and girl. We're waiting on God to deal with you, sir. We're waiting on God to deal with you, lady. We're waiting on God to deal with the church right now. Let's lift our hands one more time and beg God. Church, please pray. Please pray. Please pray, church. Oh.
please pray. Please, please, please pray. Oh, oh, oh. I believe I'll ask the church to stand your feet, lift your hands. Let's pray for an altar service. Let's pray for an outpour of convicting power. Oh, Lord. Oh. Sinner, can you not hear the weeping? Sinner, can you not hear the weeping that's going up for you right now? Sinner, can you not hear the weeping? Can you not see and feel the love? Oh, that's reaching for you right now. Can you not feel it? Will you resist that love? Will you resist these tears of concern for you? Will you resist mother's prayers? Will you resist dad's love? Will you resist God Almighty's love right now? Why aren't you coming, sinner friend? Why heaven's a beckon? Why heaven is a dealing? Why aren't you coming? Please pray, church. I want you to notice something that's been happening in these altar services. I want you to pay attention to what's been happening in these altar services. I want you to know whose hearts have been touched. And I want you to know whose hearts has not been touched. Church, I think we're a lot harder than what we're really realizing or accepting than we are. I think we're a lot harder than what we're really saying we are. You know, there ought to be voices just wailing away right now. Our voices ought to be wailing and wailing and wailing and wailing. Oh, oh. It's in your hands, church. It's in your hands. Congregation, it's in your hand for this congregation, church. Oh, it's within your reach. It's within your reach, church. It's within your reach. That's right. Start walking these aisles. Start walking these aisles. Start walking these aisles. Oh. Oh. Weep, church, weep. Weep, church, weep. We're weeping for those that will soon perish without the gospel. Please. Oh, there's others that must come. You must come, sinner friend. You must. I beg for God's good mercy. Folks, we've come up to that same thing again. Brother Charles, you touched me deeply today. Oh, can't we break through that, church? Cannot we pray through that? Can't we pray through it, preachers? Can't we pray through it? Oh, can't we get through it, church? Come on! Somebody come and help them. Somebody come and help them. Church, church, please, I'm a begging to you. I'm a pleading with you. Please, church. Oh, we're so close to having a breakthrough for revival, Spirit. We're so close to breakthrough for revival, Spirit. I'm talking about a revival. You have been praying and God's heard your prayers. People, God's heard your prayers. He's dealing. He has dealt with this preacher in your behalf. I'm going to ask the congregation one more time. Let's pray for this altar service once again as we beg for other sinners to come. As we beg for other sinners to come. Is there somebody close by you that's lost? Is there somebody in this congregation that you love deeply? Would you speak to them about their soul? Oh! Just a little more, church, and we can break through. Just a little more prayer, we can break through. Just a little more prayer, we can break all the way through. Glory, 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 glory. Worship the Lord now, worship the Lord. Worship God, worship the Lord, worship God. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Folks, I'm moved. There's something moving deep in me. I don't understand myself right now. I don't understand all about it. But there's something inside of me urging me. There's something compelling me. There's something that's pushing me on. There's something that needs to be done here tonight. Come on! Come on, people! Pray, pray, pray! That's right, sister. I believe the door was... You standing at the door. I believe the Spirit that got on you, sister, that would beg not a sinner to leave this building lost tonight. Oh! 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 If this Spirit would get a hold of us right, it would trouble our neighbor. It would meet the needs of our church. There would be a turning around like never before. If this Spirit would just deeply drive us to our knees till we stayed there until God's Spirit moved upon us in a mighty way. Somebody needs to come to this altar. Somebody else, God's a pleading with. There's somebody else in this congregation tonight that God's a dealing with greatly. Please, please, church, if you'll not look around but just pray it down, If you'll just pray it down, if you'll just pray conviction down, they can't resist those prayers. They won't resist them. They won't resist those prayers, but they'll keep coming. You'll see other young men like this one keep on walking these aisles.